Suppose we have the situation you now see on the screen where Vladimir invested $400 5 years ago, and he knows his investment is worth $537.50 today, and he also knows he was paid interest every 6 months or semi-annually. And the question is, what effective annual rate of return did Vlad, or has Vlad, earned on his investment? First thing let's do is to draw a cash flow timeline. When we do this, I'm going to kind of break it up here because I want to, well, you'll see why. So let's say we have this situation. And let me get my pen, there we go. Okay, now let me label these. This is going to be period 0, 1, 2, 3, and this is actually going to be 9 and 10, because remember on our cash flow timeline, what we do is we indicate the compounding periods, not the number of years. So this would be 10 compounding periods, which would be a 5-year period, because two interest payments per year. And we have $400 as the initial investment or the present value. I'm going to put a negative in there just to indicate that was made. In other words, it was a cash outflow to Vlad. And then $537.57 is how much this is worth today. Now, of course, the question, as you can see, is what's R? Well, let's set it up. Let's do a couple things. First of all, if we set it up as an equation, remember that we can do this. We know the future value is equal to the present value times 1 plus the interest rate to the number of periods. And if we plug the information that we have here, we know that the future value is $537.57, and that is equal to $400 times 1 plus R, and in this case to the 10th power, because there's 10 interest payments. Now you can see by the equation there's only one unknown, and that's the R here. I'll underline it, the R. So if we do the algebra on this, and I'll go through and show you the algebra for those of you who are interested, all I'm going to do is take and isolate the R. So if I do that by dividing by 400, we have $537.57 divided by 400 is equal to 1 plus R to the 10th power, and that would be equal to 1.343925. Now if we do some more algebra, in this case 1 plus R, and what I'm going to do is get the 10th power out of the left side of the equation, and the way I do that is, well, I'll even show you here, I do multiply basically, or raise to the 1/10th power. So in that case, what that means is that we have 1.343925 to the 1/10th power. I can state that by this, 0.10. So basically, if I put this all together, and we'll do the math here in just a second, that we know that R is equal to 1.343925 to the 1/10th power minus 1. And what I did was I just subtracted the 1 from the left side of the equation. Now if we work this out, first of all, to compute the 1.343925 to the 0.1 power, you literally put it in your calculator that way. You turn on your calculator, put in 1.343925, hit your Y to the X key, and then 0.1. And what you should find is this. It will turn out to be, let me erase my error here. It will turn out to be 1.03. And then when we subtract 1, we end up with 0.03. Now, first of all, remember what we're doing here. We're computing the rate of return per interest period. So this 0.03 represents, if I put it in percentage form, that's 3%, but that's 3% per 6 months. Because we computed, and remember, the interest was paid on a semi-annual basis, or in other words, every 6 months. By the way, to do the computation and get to this result using your calculator, let me put it, well, here, we'll go to a new page because it'll be easier to see on a clean page. So what we do with your calculator, you would put in N equals 10, you put in PV is equal to 400, the payment, and we should put a negative sign by the 400 because it's, remember, we would make the investment today and 5 years later, or I should say 5 years earlier, and the result turns out to be the future value is $537.57. And when you compute the I/Y, which is R, you should find that's 3%. Now again, remember this 3% represents 3% per 6 months. So now we have to annualize it. And we did that on a previous slide, so what we're going to actually compute is what we call the effective annual rate. And very simply in this case, it's 1.03. Remember, it's 1 plus the rate per period, which is 0.03, raised to the number of compounding periods in the year, which means in this case we're going to square it, and then we subtract from that 1.0 to get back to where we were. If we work this out, the result turns out to be 0.0609, and what that means is the effective rate is 6.09%. And of course, as you recognize here, first of all, I'll put it down below here, just to repeat what we've talked about earlier, the APR in this particular example is 6%. So the simple annual rate of return that would be earned on this investment is 6%, but it's 6% compounded semi-annually, which means effectively what this particular investment is paying is 6.09%. And again, to remind you, what that means here is that an investment that pays 6% compounded semi-annually is the same as an investment that pays 6.09% compounded annually. Now, I'm going to set this up, but I'll let you work it yourself. What that really means here is that if Vladimir had invested his $400 at 6.09%, and in this case we put in here, all I'm doing is setting up the equation for the future value of the $400 at 6.09% for 5 years, where the amount is compounded annually, we should find the result to be the same $537.57. So you can work that out to prove it to yourself, and you will see that that is the case. And again, what that proves is that a simple rate of 6% compounded semi-annually is the same as an annual rate of 6.09%, or an effective rate of 6.09%, which means a rate of return of 6.09% compounded annually.